Here I would like to show how we reverse engineered an interesting Tuya lamp based on individually addressable LEDs that can produce various types of animations, such as waterfall, fire, etc. The goal of the topic will be to free this lamp from the cloud and replace the original software with our still-developed open-source equivalent that can operate 100% locally and anonymously. I've worked on this device together with my friend from Serbia, at Dida Mistaraz. He has bought the lamp and he operated it, while I dealt with the firmware side. Purchase of the device. We ordered the lamp at the request of one user who needed help in freeing it from the cloud. But you can search for it under the phrase Smart Wall Light Tuya, APP RGB Outdoor Porch Colored Light, Party Intelligent Remote Control, Decoration Lighting Holiday Wall Lamp. There are many versions to choose from. The longer the strap, the higher the price. We paid €49.02 for the selected version. The structure of this lamp is quite specific. The strap is mounted around it. This video from the manufacturer shows it better. This lamp is controlled via Wi-Fi, Tuya application, and by a remote control. In the version we purchased, it is an RF remote control. Action plan. Our goal is to free the device in question from the cloud, and this consists of individual tasks. First, we need to examine how this device is built. In this case, we also need to capture its Tuya MCU communication packets, because here, the device consists of a separate Wi-Fi module, which we will change the firmware for communication with the outside world, and an MCU for controlling addressable LEDs and receiving IR codes from the remote control. We need to analyze the captured packets to know which DPIDs, Tuya MCU variable identifiers, are responsible for what. We have our own tool for this. Then, we need to upload our firmware to the Wi-Fi module through our flasher. Then, we need to script OBK to emulate packets sent by Tuya MCU by the original Tuya software and give it some sensible user interface on the OBK panel. Here are some related topics that will explain some of the concepts I use. Tuya MCU protocol. Communication between the microcontroller and the Wi-Fi module. Analyzer Tuya MCU. UART packet decoder for Tuya devices. DPID detector. First impression. The device consists of a front with LEDs, a power supply, and a controller module. You need to use a bit of force to get inside. The main PCB is hidden in the heat shrink sleeve. The LEDs are 12 volts, not WS2812B, but SM16703. After connecting, the device flashes in pairing mode. You can easily connect to the Tuya application. Note, pairing is started by pressing the music button on the remote control. After connecting the device to Tuya, we captured UART packets and at the same time noted what operation was performed. So, for example, we turn on the capture, turn on the light, and save the results. Then, we turn on capture, change the brightness, and save the results. And so with every operation. Captured communication packets from Tuya MCU. Here are the collected packages. They can be easily analyzed in the mentioned analyzer. Reboot after pairing. Here, we basically get to know the modules for the first time, report the device version, Wi-Fi status, etc. Additionally, the initial values of the variables are also sent. But for now, it's hard to guess what they mean. We'll deal with that in a moment. Blue LED color. The analyzer already shows that DPID 24 is responsible for the color, although it is a string type. Many Tuya devices have this color coded and also in DPID 24. Additionally, the analyzer reads the color correctly and shows it in the form of a colored square. Changing the brightness of the chase animation. Here, we see that surprisingly, there is no separate DPID responsible for brightness. It is coded in color. This DPID 21 here is the operating mode. So DPID 25 is an animation described as a string. Its length may vary. We saw earlier that the regular color is DPID 24. Chase Animation. Here again, you can see that the operating mode is set, DPID.